You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 1041 AM here on this Monday, July 31st, which means it's time for your Valley Talk program. I am Cameron Herron, and I've got a very special guest on today's Valley Talk program. We've got Oxcart Day is kind of on everyone's mind, a couple weeks away, and so we're going to start having some people talk about some of the events going on, and I've got Shane Hellstab, Fire Chief, here on today. How are you doing, Shane?
Not bad. I don't know if I'd say special person or special guest, just, but yeah, we're good, yeah.
Well, I say that to every guest, so.
Fair enough, then.
You know, whether or not you truly feel special, I guess, is... subjective, but I guess before we get into kind of what is happening for Oxcart Days with the fire department, what are some other general things kind of happening recently at the fire department that you'd like the community to hear about?
Oh, well, one of the things that happened is we've been going through a hiring process for a little while here, and actually on the 7th of August, our sixth full-time firefighter will be starting.
Nice.
Which means we'll be back to full staff.
Perfect.
So hopefully the other five guys that have been plugging away and busting their backs, keeping up with everything, we can give them a little bit of a breather here and really get things kind of back to normal is what we're going to call it. With it's just when you have six full-time firefighters there, somebody it runs a little bit smoother with five. A lot of guys got to pick up the slack for that sixth guy that's not there. And guys have been doing fantastic, picking up where there has been some slack and stuff. So getting that sixth guy in, getting him trained in, yeah, it's going to be a big deal. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and then, fire department, that's definitely a thing that you would think, like, you want that to be fully staffed as soon as you can. So it's good to hear that Crookston Fire Department will be back up to fully staffed. And right. You know, that'll just help in general with, you know, the ability to be more efficient and all that good stuff. So
yeah, it really is. And then this actually, you know, coming into August is a big month for us anyways, as this is the month that we will start getting into schools and doing our inspections and everything like that, and doing our walkthroughs. And, you know, it's a big deal when you got kids that are going back to school here very shortly that we want to get through. We want to do our walkthroughs and make sure that any deficiencies or anything like that are noted, and we give the staff time to correct them if need be and stuff. Plus, it gives us time to communicate with that staff, and it's just nice to touch base. I mean, there's always people changing, so getting our fire department or getting the firefighters out there and interacting again within the schools, you know, especially with the people that are in charge. We're talking about principal, superintendent, stuff like that. It's just nice to be able to interact with them again here. It's double-edged sword because, I mean, it really means that, you know, summer's kind of winding up. But at the same point in time, we just got to make sure that we get in there because that's one of our higher priorities, make sure kids are safe and they go to school. So, you know, getting out there and doing those inspections are good.
Yeah, definitely, definitely important. Have you met the new school superintendent yet?
No, I have not. I'm looking to hopefully do that here in the next couple weeks.
Well, we had him on Valley Talk a couple days ago. So, yeah, that'll be fun stuff coming up with school year starting, but let's go ahead and get into kind of the meat and potatoes of why we brought you on here and to talk about some of the Oxcart Days events. The fire department always puts on several different events, so we'll start on what's going on Wednesday, August 16th at 4:30 p.m. It's the United Way golf ball drop at UMC. You want to kind of describe what goes on there?
Oh, and that actually we were requested, I think it was Libby that had called, and she had a good jump on that. I think it was a month ago she had called and just asked if we can bring our ladder truck out there, and they've got their fundraiser where you can purchase the golf balls. I don't have the details in front of me, but it's another one of their fundraisers, and then it's out at UMC at the mall, and that's where the ice cream social is at, and I think the first clue for the medallion hunt and all that. It's kind of really a true kickoff to get everybody kind of excited. I know there's events Monday and Tuesday, but for this one for Wednesday. So, yeah, she had called and asked, and I said, yeah, we'll definitely get that up there. So our ladder truck will be up there, and essentially we'll just assist and put a guy up in a bucket, and they have, not sure exactly how they're going to have it this year with rings or paint or whatever, but we can go up in the bucket until they tell us that's high enough, and then the guys will dump the golf balls out and go from there.
How high does the ladder truck get?
We can get it up to 100 feet.
Whew.
But we're not even close for something like this.
Yeah, of course. Probably like, what, like 20 feet, if that.
Yeah, I would say probably about that. Yeah, okay. I mean, it go up a little bit further, but like I said, it'll all depend on what they want to do.
Yep, and obviously for a fundraising event, that's always something that I think a lot of the community will be excited, and I'm glad that the fire department is helping out with that.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. Anytime we can be involved, it's a good thing.
So that's Wednesday, August 16th at 4:30 p.m. United Way Golf Ball Drop at UMC in the mall area. So then we shift over to Friday, August 18th, and kind of the big one for the fire department is the fire hall pancake breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. So you want to kind of talk about what's going on there?
Usually we get the entire department to show up, and we're usually there about 5, and we get everything set up. With a lot of the guys, it's really a streamlined process, and so getting all the tables and stuff set up, guys will start cooking sausages and pancakes and stuff right away. We've got our dedicated pancake flippers, French toast makers, and our sausage makers. So we also, table set up with beverages and everything, and it's just kind of like almost a cafeteria type of lineup.
Yeah.
And, you come in, you grab a plate, you tell them what you want, and they load up your plate with all the goodies, and then we get you your juice, milk, or water, and coffee, and send you on your way, and you can sit at the tables and visit. And yeah, it's really a fun time, and it gets busy, but the guys enjoy it. It's a fun way for us to really kind of kick off our ox cart day, and it's a full day event with setup and cleanup and everything else. So it's pretty exciting, and we usually get a pretty good turnout,
and it's a great way to interact with the community as well.
It's a fantastic way. Sometimes it's people that maybe you only see once or twice a year, people that come back to town for the event. This is one time that we can actually sit down and maybe talk with them for a few minutes.
Yeah, I remember going to that event when I was in junior high and high school. Haven't been able to make it lately because of college and being away a lot of times for ox cart days, but definitely something that I think a lot of people will be very excited for. It's always an event that I remember has quite a bit of people because it's just a great place to be, sport the fire hall and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's got the feel-good mentality to it. And, the guys that are doing all the prep work right now and stuff kind of behind the scenes that make this event run so smooth, they're out there, they're working right now on making sure everything's planned and prepped. Mm-hmm. And we've got all the supplies and stuff like that. There's a whole committee that takes that on, and it's fantastic. And without their behind the scenes work, this probably wouldn't go off as well as it does, but they've got it lined up, and they've been able to work, the last few years. It's really been streamlined, and they've really been able to get it, so it runs so smooth.
Nice. So then also on Friday, August 18th at from 5 to 7 p.m. it's the community s'mores at the downtown square. So what goes on there?
That's one I saw on the schedule and hadn't been contacted about it, but I put it on there. Usually what'll happen is we'll have a firefighter or two that'll just monitor the s'more tables.
Mm-hmm.
In case a little kid gets a marshmallow too close, starts on fire, we have an issue or something like that. It's for us, it's just getting back out in the community and showing, and it's just our safety thing.
Yeah.
We don't want anything to start on fire. And when you got an open flame and you got little kids, that's can be a recipe when it gets really busy and hectic and stuff like that. So we just have a couple of guys that go on standby with some extinguishers.
Okay.
And we just make sure that if anything does happen, we're right there right away to stop it.
Yeah, that's obviously a good thing. Last thing you'd want to at a fun event like that, especially for kids, is for something to go awry. So it's good that Crookston Fire Department is on hand to be able to help in case anything is needed.
The quicker we can be there, and it can't be any quicker unless you're already there.
So
it's going to work all fine.
Yeah. So then on Saturday, August 19th, which I think is always one of the busier days for ox cart days, several events going on. There is another community s'mores event, so that'll be same idea. But at 7:30 a.m., the 5K and Little Tykes run. So how are you involved in that?
Dr. Lucas Biermeyer had contacted me a couple of years ago just looking for some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of evolved and just do an annual thing. 7:30 is usually when we're going to show up. That's when registration begins. I think the race actually starts 8 or 8:30 for the Little Tykes run. And essentially we will just go out and we will take our rangers and we'll go out. And as the longer run goes on, we will go out and we will just monitor. Sometimes we get a cooler morning and people start with sweatshirts or, you know, a long sleeve shirt. And then as they're running, they're like, oh, it's getting warm, and they'll start to want to peel that off. People can just drop it. We just follow behind them, or we'll just catch up with them, and we can see if they're carrying something, and we'll just pick it up from them so they can continue on their run. And then we'll just bring it back to the finish line. And we usually work out. They always usually got some pace setter. And I know, I think Kathy LeJess and Bill Kressel have kind of been the pace vehicles with their bikes in the past for some of those front runners. And then we just go and we just monitor all the runners and make sure that if there's anything that happens, if somebody rolls an ankle or something like that, we just are constantly checking on all the runners.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what we're there for, is just to make sure if anybody needs any assistance,
yeah,
we've got our vehicles that we can get around and monitor and just make sure all the runners are safe.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Would you, like, if something were to happen, like, where you would need to, like, administer CPR, is that something that you would possibly do as well, or is that...
All the guys are trained to do that.
That's good.
And with radio contact and stuff, if something like that were to happen, hopefully we'd be right there for that situation.
Not saying that that would happen. That's probably not going to happen, but...
No, but it's one of those underlying things that you don't want to think about, but you want to be prepared for, and that's kind of another reason that we're just out and about with that.
Better to be prepared for it and have it not happen than to have it happen and not be prepared.
Yep.
So, for sure, that's a good thing that the fire department is doing, helping out with that 5K Little Tykes Run, 7:30 a.m. on Saturday, August 19th. And before we get to the parade, I guess we can quickly talk about fireworks standby. I assume that's pretty self-explanatory, that you'll just be, you'll stand by the fireworks in case anything goes awry. Obviously, with the dry conditions, you know, the fireworks can definitely... pose a threat if they're not used correctly,
you know,
or if something happens.
Yeah, when they have, you know, they've got larger fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
The technical setup that they have, once again, it's always just about safety. So we make sure we've got a perimeter that gets set up, and we just monitor that perimeter. And then at the same point in time, yeah, we go on standby in case something could go sideways. So once again, it'll be those rangers that get deployed for that. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, we'll have them filled up with water and the pumps and everything are ready to go. And yeah, guys, pretty much they'll get their wildland gear on and stuff. And then we stand by, and then the show goes off without a hitch, which is fantastic. We just go and we just do a quick monitoring and make sure with the company that puts it on. We just make sure that, yep, everything's status quo, everything's fine. And, yeah, we just make sure that there's no fires or anything like that. And some of those, they do let off some sparks and stuff like that. So with the tall grass and stuff in the area that they put them on or where they set off the fireworks show, with the long grass and stuff like that, we just make sure that everything there is status quo, and just no dangers.
And, yeah, obviously another thing that nothing's probably going to go wrong, but the fact that you're out there ready to be able to help if something does go wrong, like that's so important to, you know, for the safety of the community, obviously.
Well, pretty much.
So now the other big event that the fire department is usually involved in is, of course, the parade. You got a lot of your trucks going through the parade. So tell me about kind of what goes into that for the fire department.
Yeah, we try to roll out most of our fleet. Our primary engine actually will stay at the fire hall just in case, because once again, it's 24/7, so we're going to keep that truck at the station. But if anything else is, everything else that we have usually we'll pull out, and it just, I'll call it a pride thing, just to kind of show the community what exactly we do have, and, you know, what we would bring if we did have to respond to a fire. So, yeah, and it's fun. It's nice. We've had a couple of years now, we've had a Dalmatian that's gone with us. And nice. That's been kind of fun. We'll have to see about this year. But, you know, that it's always just a good time to interact. And it's just community engagement. We do have a lot of walkers that go out, and I can't remember exactly. I know they got stuff to hand out again this year, so it's usually what we use our walkers for, you know, is to walk out. And then it's also, you know, we get a couple guys, and they'll throw on their gear even when it's hot out. You know, they'll throw on their gear, and they'll put their SCBAs on and stuff, and they'll walk that parade route, and it's always entertaining. But, you know, it's another chance to interact. And if you can interact with the really little kids, maybe sitting on mom and dad's lap and stuff like that. And just any way we can engage with the community is a big deal for us. And that's, you know, I don't know how long that route is, but it's just long enough that hopefully we can see most of the people that we serve.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned the kids. I think those are the ones that are always most excited to see the fire trucks, you know, sirens going off. It's always fun to see those really cool vehicles. I mean, they are really just something else. Like, even as an adult, I'm just like, wow, those trucks are just crazy.
They're it's huge. Enjoyable.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you mentioned about people walking in that gear. Like, that just takes me back to when I was in marching band and had to wear the all the long sleeved gear. That was definitely tough. There was actually one year where it was so hot that our band instructor called an audible. We're wearing the pep band t-shirts.
Nice.
Like, so I can only imagine those very bulky, that bulky gear that would just be very warm. But obviously, you know, they're used to it and trained and
they're used to it, and it's one of those things. It's a department challenge now, yeah. Is what it is. It's turned into a competitive thing.
That's funny.
It's fun to have that, and each of the guys drives the other ones. And yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, jabbing that goes on when a guy will sit there and put that stuff on, and then it's kind of a rally the troops, mm-hmm. type of a situation. Yeah. While he's putting his stuff on, okay, and then all of a sudden you look and everybody's got their stuff on, and yeah, it's fantastic, and it's good camaraderie even for our guys, being able to interact in a public setting like that when it's not an emergency. It's really fun to see. And then we'll get kids incorporated, so that's one of the benefits of being a firefighter's kid is, you know, now they get to ride in a fire truck in the parade and stuff. Yeah, and we've got, you know, we got procedures and stuff where if for some reason we would get a call, you know, we've got procedures and stuff, and usually we've got all that stuff lined up. So if mm-hmm. we have to get back to the station quick, we will.
Yeah. For sure. And yeah, I'm sure the parade people are very helpful with that as well. They're not going to be like, no, you have to stay in the parade.
No, we're good.
But to quickly recap all these events again, Wednesday, August 16th at 4:30 p.m., United Way golf ball drop at UMC. Friday, August 18th, the pancake breakfast at the fire hall, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Community s'mores also on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. and community s'mores again on Saturday, August 19th from 12 to 3 p.m. Also on August 19th, 7:30 a.m. is the 5K Little Tykes run, 7 p.m. is the parade, and afterwards at 10 p.m. is the fireworks. So lots of good stuff that the fire department is involved in. So we've got about a minute left. Do you have any closing remarks before we wrap it up here on this Monday, July 31st?
You know, I guess once we roll through August and we get into September, you know, when school starts, then we turn around right away October with Fire mm-hmm. Prevention Month and sure. Fire Prevention Week's coming up. So we'll be back in here talking about that between me or our guy that leads our public engagement when it comes to that stuff. But yeah, we've got that coming up the 8th through the 14th of October. So we'll be back in here announcing our open house and all that kind of stuff and the events that we'll have going on for that. So yeah, we're right back into the thick of things, so it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, we'll be back in for that.
Busy schedule coming up, but always important stuff as well. And we'll be excited to bring you back on when that time comes up.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, appreciate it. That was Shane Hellstep of the Fire Chief here in Crookston, Minnesota, talking about the Oxcart Days events. That was your Valley Talk program for this Monday, July 31st.